USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iranian forces are claiming responsibility for shooting down a U.S. Navy drone Thursday in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message for Iran.
Here's what Iran needs to get ready for. Severe pain inside their country that their capabilities pale in comparison to ours. We're not going to let them disrupt navigation of the seas, attack our allies and U.S. interests without paying a price.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the situation.
I think it's a dangerous situation. The high tension wires are up in the region. We have to be strong and strategic about how we protect our interests. We also cannot be reckless.
And President Trump is meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 7-2 decision that a 40-foot-tall cross-shaped war memorial standing on public land in Maryland does not represent a permissible government endorsement of religion. Challengers had argued that the cross violated the Constitution's so-called Establishment Clause, which prohibits government from establishing an official religion and bars governmental actions favoring one religion over another.
The FBI is analyzing alcohol samples from at least one minibar in a popular resort in the Dominican Republic to see if the hotel booze, in fact, is to blame for the country's recent string of tourist deaths. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams says what he'd be doing if he were in charge of this investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Mexico becomes the first country to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that was negotiated between 2017 and last year. President Trump was on Hannity for an exclusive interview where he talked about the deal.
A very, very big deal. And it means hundreds of billions of dollars to our country and thousands of jobs. And it replaces NAFTA, one of the worst trade deals ever made.
Congress does still have to ratify the USMCA deal to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. A self-help guru was convicted in New York of a sex trafficking case. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Keith Raniere was considered the head of a group that attracted heiresses and Hollywood actresses. Prosecutor Richard Donahue in Brooklyn says the women were turned into sex slaves.
His crimes and the crimes of his co-conspirators ruined marriages, careers, fortunes, and lives.
Barbara Bushy was Raniere's former girlfriend.
It's a new day to live unencumbered by the threat of what he might do next.
Raniere was found guilty on all counts. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, plans to appeal, but hopes for a fair sentence.
Keith is comfortably in that class of defendants who should not one day die alone in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.